Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we dive into God's calendar for the year and for the ages. Numbers 28 is the rhythms of life with God. Humans are creatures of habit. Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, life consists of the habits we keep. From little routines and rituals that structure our days, to the weekend gatherings that give us rest, to the celebrations and festivities that mark out the seasons and years, that's life. So whatever those routines and celebrations are centered on, that's what your life is centered on. So what are the habits, routines, and celebrations of a God-centered life? So the next two chapters cover the daily offerings, the weekly Sabbaths, the monthly new moon festivals, and seven annual feasts that marked out the seasons of the year. Basic instructions for Israel to live a God-centered life. As we shall see, God's plan for his people was a life marked by devotion, sacrifice to God, and joyous celebration. Now, the habits and rituals here in chapter 28 are not mandated for you and I, but they will give you great insight on how to center your own life on God. Also, there are three very big things to know as you read. First, the routines were effective. History of Israel throughout the Old Testament will testify when God's people kept the feasts and the offerings, they walked close to God, just as long as their hearts were in it. When they neglected the routines, they strayed far. Second, each of the annual feasts marked an occasion from Israel's past or present, a reminder of God's faithfulness that the Israelites should never forget. And third, the feasts are prophecy, as in future prophecy. Seven annual feasts lay out an amazing picture of God's big plan. This is what I call a puzzle box top prophecy. Reading prophecy can be like looking at one puzzle piece at a time. So God gave us a few box top pictures here in the Bible. A big picture that helps us fit all the little pieces of prophecy together. This is one of them, so don't miss it. So, big three, God-centered habits, reminders of God's faithfulness, and a picture of God's big plan. Let's dig in at verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Give this command to the Israelites, and say to them, make sure that you present to me at the appointed time my food offerings as an aroma pleasing to me." Now, this one direction is the basic building block of the whole section. Present to God at the appointed time. Every element here is a presenting to God, making offerings by fire, and every element has an appointed time. God is saying, keep coming back to me. I have set times and seasons for it. The appointed times to present to God are divided between daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. Verses 1 through 8 are daily offerings, one in the morning and one at twilight. Twice a day, the priests would present offerings on behalf of all of Israel, a burnt offering, a grain offering, and a drink offering. Now, you and I don't make animal or grain offerings to God, but the picture here can be a guide to a God-centered life. The burnt offering, life given wholly and completely to God. Morning and evening, remember it is all for Him. The grain offering, grain is the fruit of our labor, our daily food, and fellowship as we break bread together. Morning and evening, work for Him, not just to feed yourself, but to give back to God. The drink offering, joy and suffering. Morning and evening, take your joys, take your sorrows, pour them out to the Lord. God at the center of the rhythms of the day. And then verses 9 and 10 explain the Sabbath offerings, the weekly rest for God's people each Saturday. The week for work, and the Sabbath to rest in the Lord. An extra burnt offering, a day of devotion. Then in verse 11, every month began with a new moon festival, a celebration and more offering to God. Burnt offering for devotion, grain offering to thank God for good work, drink offering for the joys and sorrows, and this time a sin offering, forgiveness, atonement, set things right with God. Now next up are the feasts. Seven annual festivals that are the key that lay out God's big plan. There were four feasts in the spring, when the Hebrew year begins, and all here in chapter 28, and then three in the fall, laid out in chapter 29. And the time split fits the prophecy picture too. The first four were prophetic of events in Jesus' first coming, already happened. The last three are prophetic of Jesus' second coming, still waiting to happen. Let's start at verse 16. On the 14th day of the first month, the Lord's Passover is to be held. So the year began each spring with Passover, or in Hebrew, Pesach, a one-day feast. Passover, looking back, was the Jews remembering salvation. God saved them from slavery in Egypt and from death itself by the blood of a lamb. Passover, looking forward, Jesus is the Lamb of God. The Last Supper was a Passover meal, just to make sure we wouldn't miss the connection. He saved us from slavery to sin and from death. Next up, verse 17. On the 15th day of this month, there is to be a festival. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast. So feast number two starts the very next day, unleavened bread, or Chag HaMotzi. I'm Jewish by blood, by the way, but not by tongue, so I apologize for fumbling on the words. Now this one was a whole week with no leaven in the house. Now leaven is a picture of sin in the Bible. So here, Israel remembered sanctification. That means cleaned out and made holy. Unleavened bread, looking back. The Israelites had to leave Egypt so fast that they did not have time to leaven their bread to rise. Unleavened bread, looking forward. Jesus was buried while Israel celebrated this very feast. Jesus is the sinless one, and he died to take away our sins. It starts just as soon as you're saved. Next day, Jesus is cleaning house already. When Jesus saves you out of the world, you don't have time for sin. Now, feast number three is not listed here, but it is in Leviticus. It is first fruits, or Reshit Katsir. It was actually during unleavened bread, on the Sunday following Passover. First fruits was a giving to God of the very first fruits of the harvest. Looking back, it was a reminder of God bringing Israel into the promised land, with all the fruitfulness therein. First fruits looking forward, on that very Sunday, just after Passover, Jesus rose from the dead. As Paul says, a sort of first fruits. He was the first to rise, and we are the fruit that rises after him, until the harvest is full. After the week of celebration, the Israelites went home, but then came back 50 days later to Jerusalem for the next feast. In verse 26, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost. In Hebrew, Shavuot. Now don't get confused. The word first fruits is here, but this is another harvest, the wheat harvest. Looking back, Pentecost recalled the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. That was the birth of the nation Israel, so it was sort of like Independence Day. Looking forward, Pentecost foresaw the birth of the Christian church. On the very day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus' death and resurrection, the disciples gathered, and the Holy Spirit came upon them and spoke in many languages, and tongues of fire appeared above their heads. 3,000 saved, and the church was born. So that's the big picture so far. Passover, salvation. Unleavened bread, sanctification. First fruits, resurrection. And Pentecost, unification. The church is born. Now that's to be continued in chapter 29. For now, read Numbers 28 and consider the habits that keep your life centered on the Lord.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.